Their interview lasted about 10 minutes. Then Marcus went up to the nursery, and the Earl to his formal dining room, and that was that. In retrospect, it was nothing short of remarkable that Marcus was not utterly miserable at Eton. He certainly had no idea how to interact with his peers. On the first day, when all the other boys were running about like, in the words of his father's valet, who had dropped him off, a pack of savages, Marcus stood to the side, trying not to stare, trying to look as if he meant to stand at the side, looking off in the other direction. He did not know how to act. He did not know what to say. But Daniel Smythe Smith did. Daniel Smythe Smith, besides being the heir to the Earldom of Winstead, had 5 siblings and 32 first cousins. If ever there was a boy who knew how to get on with other children, it was he. Within hours, he was the undisputed king among the youngest boys at Eton. He had a way about him, an easy smile, a happy confidence, an utter lack of shyness. He was a born leader, able to make decisions just as quickly as he made jokes. And he was assigned to the bed directly next to Marcus's. They became the best of friends, and when Daniel invited Marcus home for their first holiday, he went. Daniel's family lived at Whipple Hill, which wasn't very far from Windsor, so it was easy for him to make frequent trips home. Marcus, on the other hand, well, it wasn't as if he lived all the way in Scotland, but it did take more than a day to get back to the northern reaches of Cambridgeshire. Plus, his father had never gone home for the minor holidays, and saw no reason why his son should do so either. So, when the second holiday came up, and Daniel invited Marcus again, he went. And then again. And again. And again, until Marcus was spending more time with the Smythe Smiths than he did with his own family. Of course, his family consisted of exactly 1 person. But still, if Marcus stopped to think about it, and he did quite frequently, he spent more time with each individual member of the Smythe Smith family than he did with his father. Even Honoria. Honoria was Daniel's youngest sister. Unlike the rest of the Smythe Smiths, she had no siblings close to her own age. She hung off the end of the family by a good 5 years, a presumably happy accident to cap off Lady Winstead's marvellous procreative career. But 5 years was a large gulf, especially if one was but 6 years old, which was Honoria's age when Marcus first met her. Her 3 oldest sisters were already married, or engaged to be, and Charlotte, who was 11, wanted nothing to do with her. Neither did Daniel. But absence must have made Honoria's heart grow ridiculously fond, because when he was home from school, she followed him around like a puppy.
"Don't make eye contact," Daniel once told Marcus as they were trying to avoid her on a hike down to the lake. "If you acknowledge her, it's all over."
They walked purposefully, heads forward. They were going fishing, and the last time Honoria had joined them, she had dumped out all the worms.
"Daniel!"
she yelled.
"Ignore her," Daniel muttered.
"Daniel!"
She went from yell right to shriek. Daniel flinched.
"Faster," he said. "If we make it to the woods, she won't find us."
"She knows where the lake is," Marcus felt compelled to point out.
"Yes, but..."
"Daniel!"
"She knows Mother will have her head if she goes into the woods alone. Even she's not foolish enough to press Mother on that."
"Dan!"
But she cut herself off. And then, in a voice so pathetic one could not help but turn, she said,
"Marcus."
He turned.
"No,"
Daniel moaned.
"Marcus!"
Honoria called out happily. She skipped forward, coming to a bounce and a stop in front of them.
"What are you doing?"
"We're going fishing," Daniel growled. "And you're not coming."
"But I like to fish."
"So do I, without you."
Her face screwed up.
"Don't cry,"
Marcus said quickly. Daniel was unimpressed.
"She's faking."
"I'm not faking."